We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number four, and this quarter is brought to you by DraftKings. We have breaking news. DraftKings has launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting, and it's already America's top-rated sportsbook app. The DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all. Over-unders, player props, in-game betting, special odd boosts every day for the biggest games. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, gentlemen. It's Penn State back in the fire at home. That's always a good thing if you're coming off a loss. Get back home. They're really good at home. Indiana. Hoosiers are 7-2, ranked for the first time in 25 years. They're 25-1 poll, 24th in another poll. They were not ranked in the top 25 by the College Football Playoff. They're 7-2. Penn State is number 9 in the College Football Playoff rankings. They are 8-1. The Nittany Lions are a 14-point favorite, and the over-under is around 54.5 or 55. I'll give you Indiana's schedule. Their wins are over Ball State, Eastern Illinois, UConn, Rutgers, Maryland, Nebraska, and Northwestern. Yes. Their losses are to Ohio State big, Michigan State earlier in the year before it became a real dumpster fire there. Pretty big. Indiana's won 4 straight, and like I said, they're ranked for the first time in 25 years. So I got some more numbers if you want them. Don't forget.
I can't wait.
Just so you know, Andy, the people listening, they're listening for your numbers, my man.
Penn State.
That is why they tune in.
Penn State's 21-1 against Indiana.
Great number.
Thank you, Bob.
I've only seen that 17 times so far this week.
So when you take a look at it and break it down, their Indiana's defense, I think, is a little bit better. They still will give up some points, and they still have some issues, but total defense, they're 16th in the country. Scoring defense, they're 23rd. They're a little better against the pass and the run. They're very good at getting off the field on third down. They do a lot of blitz packages.
Against Northwestern and Rutgers, they're great at getting
off the field. They take risks in their blitz packages. Yeah, those offenses, hello. They take risks in their blitz packages to let their defensive backfield make the plays on third down. They did not surrender a touchdown to UConn, Rutgers, or Northwestern. There you go.
You don't say.
Only 6 points, 2 field goals.
Bad. Ooh. They are so bad.
I can't believe
how
bad they are.
Were they not in the Big Ten championship game last year?
They were the Big Ten West champions last year.
How is that? Wisconsin should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, they are coming off a bye too, correct? Indiana, yes, is coming off a bye. Their freshman starting quarterback, that's Michael Penix Jr., he will not play.
It's the big issue for Indiana, by the way.
You think so?
Absolutely. Franklin talked about this. Even though Ramsey, who played against Penn State last year in the 33-28 game.
And a little bit in 17.
The numbers are fairly similar. Franklin, I think a lot of people feel like the freshman was just starting to kind of round into form, and he changes the game because of some of the things he can do to lefty.
Right.
I think even though numbers-wise they look like they're similar.
They do.
I think that the loss of Penix is very significant in this game. I think that he was the guy that I think Franklin and the staff are very worried about.
Yeah, he got hurt in the Northwestern game November 2nd. Peyton Ramsey will be the starter. Mm-hmm. He started and played last year at Indiana, threw for 236 yards, touchdown, interception before Shaka Toney sacked him the entire fourth quarter.
Yes.
He also appeared for a brief stint in the 2017 game at Beaver Stadium. I thought Ross was raising his hand to say
it. No, he just says it when he wants to say it.
I had to crack my shoulder. I had to crack my shoulder right there.
Got it.
A little behind the scenes there.
So how do you say their leading wide receiver's name, Bob, for Indiana?
WHOP. And I can't pronounce the last name. I can pronounce. It's W-H-O-P.
Right.
Franklin gave it his best shot during the press conference. I just don't want to mispronounce it. He's got a very unique name.
Go by his number. Who cares? What's his number?
He asked me. I'm just telling you. WHOP Filiar or something like that.
WHOP Filiar.
Okay.
I went through the – it's Filiar.
The guy that's more interesting, Andy, is Stevie Scott. Let's talk about him, the running back.
The running back.
He made some hay against Penn State last year, 6'2", 230, can push the pile. In short yardage, he's going to be, even for Penn State's defense, a guy that they're going to have to be aware of. He had two rushing touchdowns, thrives with more work. And if you remember the Michigan game, some of their big backs kind of got untracked in the second half. I think if you're Penn State, Ross – the guy that you're worried about is you don't want this guy kind of prolonging drives, keeping that defense on the field. I think he's a pretty good back, and I think that's probably going to be their focus.
Yeah, well, I think it's a good strategy in the sense that anytime you're the underdog, you're on the road, if you can shorten the game. You know, Minnesota tried to do that. Now, Minnesota got really conservative at the end of that game.
They did.
But they won, and it's their formula. We'll see. I think – Ramsey can run a little bit.
Ramsey can run a little bit, yes.
Not like Penix, but he can run a little bit. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's fair to
say. I haven't seen Penix play. I've seen Ramsey play.
Talented kid. He's going to be fun.
He's going to be fun to watch Penix? For the next year. Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Where is he from? Do we know?
Florida.
Wow.
Franklin talks about the fact he recruits the heck out of Florida and Georgia, and that's one of the reasons why Tom Allen's been able to kind of get this program. You know, Indiana's not really a football school. It's just not.
No.
And Tom Allen's a pretty shrewd coach. Kudos to him. But yeah, he's definitely mining the South for some of the athletes that have become available. They're not 4 and 5 stars, but they're quality kids and they're developing them early.
The wide receiver WHOP is from he's from Tampa. So
interesting.
He has twice as many catches as anybody else.
I know they're a lot more aggressive recruiting than they used to be. Even like in Pennsylvania, they're on it.
Speaking of the running back, Stevie Scott, mm-hmm. the third, he's had 300-yard games in his last four games, and Indiana has won four straight games. So you would think going into this, Penn State's run defense, Indiana's running.
You know, Penn State's run defense didn't really – they did pretty well against Minnesota. They shut down that feature back pretty good. He had one or two big runs, only averaged 3 yards a carry. If you look at the stats, they had a lot of yards, but I think they had 40 attempts. It wasn't really the running game, which I think Franklin talked about. That's what they were worried about, and they killed him with those RPOs because they sold out to stop the run, not thinking that kid would complete 90% of his passes, and it just bit him.
Do you think that Penn State wants them to try and run the ball, and their theme is put this game in Ramsey's hands?
I think they want to keep – they wanted to keep Minnesota like off schedule, and they never could do it until the very end.
Not even
and
close.
I think that's the goal of their that's the defensive game plan all the time, is to keep a team with a big running back. You don't want them in third and short. You want them in third and five or more. And I'm sure that's the game plan for Penn State, is stop the run early, force him to throw, because the guy's completing 73% of his passes, but I think a lot of it is underneath. I don't think you're going to see this team get some big plays in the passing game like Minnesota did. A couple of them were catching runs, but Penn State's going to just have to tackle better in the secondary as well.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're wrapping up our show this week with quarter number four. We're talking about the Penn State-Indiana game. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. Go ahead, Bob.
We still got some time left, but I'm starting to get pretty excited about your bold prediction. And I'm not just saying.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Because I feel like after not having one last week.
Forget talking.
I want to hear what it is now so we have time
picks
to discuss.
We can't just have your bold prediction.
30
at the
seconds.
End.
We can't have it.
What is it?
You want me to start with my bold
prediction? Yes. Do it.
Please.
All right. So my bold prediction is it's not Shaka Toney who makes life difficult for Peyton Ramsey.
Okay.
I'm going with number 99, Etor Gross-Matos. He gets at least 3 sacks, and he has a pass deflection or breakup.
All right.
That leads to
the returning first team all big defensive ends.
No, I'm okay with this one.
All right.
Okay. He hasn't done anything struggled. In a while.
Yeah, he's had two sacks since the Buffalo
game. Three sacks. Prediction.
And a pass breakup deflection that leads to a Penn State interception.
Okay. Oh, you're oddly specific.
That's very specific.
You devil you.
Gave me a hard time.
You devil you in
specific. Specific.
Everyone's looking at a revisit of Shaka Toney lighting up Indiana last year on the road, right? Remember, what do you have? Four sacks
in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth
Single
quarter.
Game record. Tied it.
Yeah. To secure that game for Penn State.
Yeah, it was in doubt, too. They had a possession to win the
game. Do you have a score on the football game?
I have Penn State 38, Minnesota 24. Indiana 24.
I will
Penn State
go.
38. Indiana,
we got it. 24. We got it. We know what you meant. I'm going to go Penn State 30, Indiana 24.
I think it's
a fourth quarter late stop by Penn State. Indiana needs a touchdown to win. Penn State gets a late stop. I don't really have a my bold prediction will be that Penn State gets multiple touchdowns from somebody other than Freiermuth, Hamler, and Journey Brown.
Interesting.
I'm gonna say I think Penn State's defense is gonna bounce back this week. I'm gonna say 33-10 Penn State. I think the offense too will bounce back. Oof. And a guy that I'm very curious about in the last three games, a little birdie told me that there is a lot of love, and Russ is going to appreciate this. There is a lot of love on the coaching staff for Devin Ford, and I think he is up to speed.
It's time.
And if I have a bold prediction, it's going to be he's going to do something in this game that's going to make a lot of people turn their heads. I think he is close to being ready to be the guy.
And let me say this too. All the Noah Cain talk we've had, it's been a major conversation. You know, Saturday at least showed that Journey Brown should play.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying all the time, but that Journey Brown. Ricky Slade's the odd man out.
He is definitely the odd man out.
Which is so interesting because he would have been the only, like, known commodity coming into this season.
So, all right, Minnesota put a lot of stuff on film on that Penn State defense that I think Indiana can use this week. You don't think so? All right, that'll do it. For the Keystone Kickoff Show, thank you, Ross. Thank you, Bob. For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, have a good weekend and enjoy the game on Saturday.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.